Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
What a dope Biden was yesterday when the White House cut the audio when Biden joked about the stranded Americans in Afghanistan and started laughing. What a dope.
Yes.
So, what? I mean, does the guy just not care, or did he not even know what he did?
I don't know that he knows. He was asked about what the United States is going to do in order to ensure that we get everybody out of Afghanistan. And he said, as a joke, I'll call you and let you know.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, the White House finally put a number on what they believe was the Americans that are still left behind in Afghanistan. It's 1,500, according to them, but I believe that number is way too low.
Well, most of us do. You know, they are not, the way they're counting and how they're framing the discussion on who is there still to get out, you need a mathematician, you know, to figure out what they're necessarily saying, and then you still can't necessarily trust it. And that is simply because they don't want to admit that some people are going to be left behind. That is why we're not getting an accurate, that's why they keep framing the, if they want to leave, who wants to stay?
That's right.
I mean, do they think we're that stupid? The answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And, you know, the media has figured this out. They're not very pleased with any of this either.
No. No. Well, of course, everybody's fearing a bloodbath, which is going to happen. The Democrats, the Republicans are begging for more time in Kabul still with the deadline ticking down.
Well, it ain't going to happen.
I know, but they're begging. And for the withdrawal out of Afghanistan, we're hearing that Saturday or Sunday, most of the troops will be gone. Republican lawmakers are slamming Biden
right now.
Well,
there's 400 troops that have left the airport.
Okay, so that means they're down to 5,400. But the Republicans are slamming Biden right now for bowing to the Taliban over the August 31st deadline. And even Democratic
Correct.
Lawmakers are warning
Correct.
Americans are going to be left behind when that happens. And they said, we can't do that. We just don't leave people behind. I mean, everybody's in agreement with that one, except for Joe Biden.
Well, that the Democrat and Republican congressmen, that they're not saying how they got on a charter flight or what kind of a flight it was.
I thought it was military, but I got you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was military coming back. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going over.
Okay.
And they're not saying how they made that trip over.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, they wanted to go see for themselves what was really the story. And what they saw, and they both happened to be former military, what they saw was in complete contravention to what the Pentagon and the Department of Defense and the State Department has been telling.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, the helicopters we found out were flying a mission again last night. Don't know how much longer they're going to keep doing that. But they extracted another bunch of people, don't know how many.
No, they won't tell us.
Nope. But I believe they've got a couple hundred or so doing that so far this week that they wouldn't have gotten any other way. By the way, Little Miss Ayok came out and said, well, we should bring 200,000 people out of Afghanistan.
Well, we have. You know, at least that number, with all the countries that have been flying planes in and extracting people, 200,000 have left. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Britain, you've got Turkey, you've got Germany, you've got France, you've got Qatar. You got all kinds of, and obviously the United States. Then you've got all these charters. Hell, Glenn Beck had 3 planes.
Mm-hmm.
We have. What she's really saying is that she wants to bring them here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Move all her district. By the way, one other little interesting thing here. The Taliban told the female reporters that they have been sticking to television, to broadcasting the news, that they want them out and gone.
Yep.
Yep, so there you go. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to probably change gears a little bit, talk about the pandemic and a couple things there and the FDA and all that. And it is what it is. Another great day in the neighborhood. Boy, there's news everywhere you want to look. Not hard to find. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. She'll be on next hour, about an hour from now. And Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now, you can visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. Don't forget, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, too. And if you want to get them locally, you can go to the Coastal Market, number 607 over in Clearwater, at number 607 South Port Harrison Road. There you go. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, Kamala Harris is in Hanoi having a press conference, and she was just talking about, of all things, Afghanistan.
Yeah, I saw that. But yeah, she was also she was making the announcement that the United States was giving 1,000 Pfizer vaccines to Vietnam. And the Chinese stepped in front of her
RSU is making that announcement and said, oh, well, we're giving, what did I say, 1,000, I meant to, 1,000,000.
Okay.
And the Chinese stepped in front of her and said, well, we're giving 2,000,000.
Well,
so she's getting trolled.
Okay. Well, welcome to the forever pandemic. We seem to have a choice in America, live under the COVID restrictions forever, hoping for our government so they could end the risks entirely, or go back to the normal. And if we choose the former, we deserve none of the freedoms that we supposedly cherish. Now, you saw, and we talked off the air, about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the letter that was sent to Pfizer. It's on their website, but I have the letter dated the 23rd of August. And all we've been hearing about from the media the past several days is, oh, the Pfizer vaccine has been approved, it's authorized, and we can do this and we can do that. Well, not according to this letter.
Well, there is some major dispute here between what the FDA is telling us and what Pfizer is actually telling us.
Yep.
On the Pfizer website, it actually says, and there's not a date on it, but it is regarding Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine,
mm-hmm.
otherwise known as BNT162B2.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, intended for only residents of the United States, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has not been approved or licensed by the FDA, but has been authorized for emergency use, blah, 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 blah. That's on their website.
Yep, and this letter was dated 23 August 2021, the day that they said that it had been totally released. Somebody said that, and it's not. This is the letter from the FDA that they sent to Pfizer. Now, there's something else here. Pfizer has got a company in Germany that's being licensed to manufacture the new name of the product called Comirnaty, C-O-M-I-R-N-A-T-Y. This is what the new product name is going to be, and it's going to be manufactured in Germany and then sent all around the world.
Well, I mean, you know, not anything against Pfizer, but that's what Pfizer is there to do. They, you know, whether it's a vaccine or whether it is a what is known as a prophylactic, that's what drug companies do. So, I mean, I'm fine with, you know, what Pfizer is doing or trying to do.
So the problem is here is that the media probably has this wrong, because I have a letter, you have the website, they both agree, and it does not say that it's been fully approved.
Correct.
So that's, I'm going with what I got.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Now,
maybe we ought to check with Facebook. Facebook seems to have their own medical team over there, so maybe we ought to get some of their payrolled experts.
Yeah.
See what they got to say.
Yeah, they're experts, all right. Now there's a lot of concern coming from the Beltway, from the usual rhinos and whatnot. Donald Trump continues to draw huge crowds to his rallies. And many people along the Beltway are just absolutely beside themselves. They're going, how does this continue to happen? How does he do this? How does he do this? Well, people love the guy.
Look, like him or not like him, you cannot deny that strip the whole pandemic thing from his administration and look at the other things that he did for the country, and you cannot deny that it was not a good thing. I mean, there's really no argument that can be had. There's no debate that's there. He was dealt a huge blow, and I'm pretty convinced it was a purposeful blow, not only to the United States, but to Western nations in the world by China with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't it fascinating that the Biden report on all things COVID, you know, there was 100 days that the Intelligence Committee was to come out and tell us what the genesis was of COVID-19 whether it was a natural thing or man-made. And the Biden report comes out undetermined.
Inconclusive. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Inconclusive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's kind of what we'd expect because they're trying to cover it up. They don't want us to know. Make them look.
Well, they don't want to put the blame on China.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that forces them. I mean, if they had put the actual blame on China and all parts of what was going on in the Wuhan lab, then you have to go to China and say, break the country, essentially. Because of reparations and damage and crimes against humanity and wherever else. And this administration is not prepared to do that kind of thing, as we have witnessed with the feckless operations that Biden has done just regarding Afghanistan.
Now, a national day of protest has been called regarding the Afghanistan situation. It's going to take place this Sunday, August the 29th at 12 noon. People are being encouraged to drive to their local city or town hall, bring out your American flags, your red, white, and blue, your signs, whatever, and all Americans are encouraged to show up and also be expected to pray for America and the Americans that have been left stranded in Afghanistan. This is a protest about America and Afghanistan and what Biden has done there. And I don't know what's going to happen. We may have a few people. There may be a lot of people. But just drive to your city and your town hall on Sunday at noon and show your displeasure.
Okay.
So that's something that I got yesterday, actually, last night. So there you go. We just have so much turmoil in this country. It's hard to figure out where the country's going to next. Police being shot. Now we're finding out today, by the way, that the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt is going to be on NBC, I believe, this afternoon, and he's going
Remarkable.
Yeah, and he's going to reveal his identity.
Well, we already know his identity.
Well, he's going to do it officially, so we won't be guessing anymore, but we'll see.
Yeah. Now, the Department of Justice essentially came out and exonerated him.
Yep.
That's really not the right word. What they're really saying is they're not going to charge him.
Right.
But when you kill somebody, there is no statute of limitations. So the next Department of Justice under a new administration, God help us that we have one in 2024, mm-hmm. can charge him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens, but to be continued. And by tomorrow, we'll know who the name is officially, and we'll probably talk about it. So you have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go on over there. Take advantage of all the things that she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden set applies to the military and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing 9 members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dylan Roof, who opened fire on parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can learn to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And that's coming up right about now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, one of them is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So that's the first one. The second one is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the downtown area of Concord, Massachusetts, out on the loop, if you will.
Now, you can find out more about them by taking the tour, and it's very simple to do that. All you have to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you can also find out more about them at their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, if you don't know about the benefits and the fact that you will have a forever job, and I do mean literally a forever job as an aviation maintenance tech, then you're just now finding out about it, and you'll get paid very well. The benefits will be very good. And if you don't want to work in the United States, you can work overseas. You can work in another country because there's jobs all around the world as an aviation maintenance tech. So, again, the number to call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Joe Biden says he expects Afghanistan evacuations to be finished coming up here on next week. About 64,000 individuals have been evacuated from Kabul during the recent weeks, but advocates say thousands more are still waiting. And that's true from what we can see with the picture of the people all around the airport. Now, it's also been described as a living hell, because a leaked email described the Afghan refugee conditions that are there right now. Now, the letter says, shortly after 8 a.m. last Friday, an official at the U.S. Central Command sent a searing wake-up call to colleagues. He said the sweltering Qatar Air Base, where the Biden administration is housing thousands of Afghan evacuees, was awash with loose feces and urine and rat infestation, according to internal emails shared with Axios, the news source. And that's a terrible shame. By the way, ISIS terrorist threats are jeopardizing the Afghanistan evacuation right now. The Pentagon has warned people to stay away from the airport. The security in Kabul has deteriorated due to a new terrorist threat by the Islamic State branch in Afghanistan. That's called ISIS-K. And a Kabul evacuee, one of the 100 evacuees who have been flagged for further scrutiny during the more comprehensive screening that they receive after their first stop from Afghanistan, which is in Qatar at the airbase. But one of the evacuees has been identified as an ISIS member that they've been looking for. So that person didn't get very far, and they now have him in custody. Now, the chief of space operations, General J. Raymond, explained what he sees as progress in reforming space acquisitions. Obviously, the Space Force is something that's here to stay. And as we get news about them, we do report it, but lately there's not a lot of news about them. Now, it should be mentioned that the Kabul evacuations have been kicked into overdrive with about a week left before the Afghanistan withdrawal. The Kabul airport evacuation effort flew out more than 21,000 people on Monday. Sounds like a lot of people in a short period of time, doesn't it? But the planes were flying. I saw planes because I was watching the news feed. Planes moving all over the place. By the way, troops in Qatar seem to be running on fumes as CENTCOM bases continue to take in the Afghan evacuees, putting a lot of pressure on the Qatar forces. Now, the moral responsibility of over 380 Afghans who supported South Korea in Afghanistan before the Taliban seized power are expected to arrive back in Seoul, Korea, today, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So they're getting to go back home. How about that? And since taking control in Afghanistan, The Taliban have been very eager to release pictures of its fighters equipped with the modern weapons and tactical uniforms that they got when they got all the equipment they captured. Al-Qaeda, by the way, is still in Afghanistan, and the Taliban are still their allies, and ISIS-K is there as well, along with the Haqqani network. So those are the bad guys that are mixed into the flow there, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And unfortunately for the people in Kabul, though the streets are quiet, Kabul residents describe a struggle to make ends meet in a reeling economy where banks and government offices are closed and uncertainty reigns. And that makes sense because nobody knows what's going to happen right now. Nobody. And a desperate group of American veterans, military contractors and workers, and former spies are scrambling to get as many people out of Afghanistan as they possibly can before President Biden shuts down the window for rescues in the coming days. And there's a very active group of veterans that has been getting the guys out using the internet as their tool to do so. And for now, the fighters have merely two assets, a narrow valley with a history of repelling invaders and a legacy of a storied Mujahideen commander. And that, of course, is up there, Pashir. I probably butchered the name, but I'm trying to pronounce it the way it looks. About an hour and a half north and east of Kabul. In the mountains. We'll see what happens there. That's where they're going to regroup to live to fight another day. Now, the Defense Department needs industry to build resilient tools that can survive in contested environments. They're working on that right now, too, by the way. And the next round of upgrades for the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, a battle command system, is expected to deliver a more comprehensive battlefield picture, according to the system's developer, Lockheed Martin. By the way, the U.S. Army has chosen Leto's own Dynetics to build prototypes for its enduring system to counter both drone and cruise missile threats. That's been brought down as of yesterday. And the U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro has named Meredith Berger to perform the duties of the Undersecretary of the Navy. She was appointed yesterday. Welcome aboard, ma'am. Okay, here comes the music, and that means right around the corner is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy is going to take us to break again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Roger P. We appreciate that. Now, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature features, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And I'll tell you, that feels really good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care Package with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. They also honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at mossandacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you a bunch of money. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment maker, had been hobbled by trade restrictions under the Trump administration on the sale of chips and other components used in its network.
All of a sudden, the Biden administration says, okay, we're going to turn around and we're going to do business with Huawei. We're going to deny the licenses to sell chips to Huawei for use with the 5G devices. However, we're going to approve sales to Huawei. So what the heck's going on there? We're just a kowtown to China again?
Well, you want to conduct trade. You want to be able to sell people, you know, certain products. I think that the issue with Huawei was the data collection and the tie-ins between the Huawei and the Chinese military, and whether or not that they're going to be stealing information and data networks. I think that we're going to continue to prohibit purchasing, and we're encouraging our allies, and they seem to, you know, be following through on that, from buying that type of equipment from China. If Huawei wants to, you know, use the chips to make stuff, you know, that's one thing. But we're trying to encourage people not to buy that stuff.
By the way, have you seen where Kamala Harris is this morning?
I think she's in Asia somewhere, right?
She's in Vietnam.
Okay.
And she just announced a little while ago that we were going to be giving the Vietnamese 1 million doses of the COVID vaccine. And a little guy from China stood up and said, China going to give 2 million.
That's funny. Yeah, but the China vaccine's not working too well. Its efficacy is not even close to as good as the ones that we're using here. And that's actually been a bit of an issue around the world and how well that vaccine works. But, yeah, that's funny. You know, well, you give 1 million, I give 2. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, tit for tat. Now, Microsoft and Google plan to spend billions of dollars on cybersecurity after a meeting with the Biden administration.
We've seen the hacks that have taken place, and, you know, you and I have talked about this extensively. Some of them almost covered up to some degree by the mainstream media. That is, you know, one of our biggest vulnerabilities. Make no bones about it. I mean, we talk about, you know, almost like a neutron bomb. You know, that's in essence what it could be. You can shut down the power. You can shut down the water. You can do all sorts of things. And obviously we're behind when it comes to cybersecurity because of the various different hacks that have taken place. So I think it's a great investment.
Now, there were some modest gains made, which are producing more record highs for the Standard & Poor's, S&P 500, as well as the NASDAQ. Things just continue to truck along here, don't they?
Well, again, you know, a lot of money still being printed out there. Everybody's still kind of following the Federal Reserve and what the Federal Reserve is doing. Money needs to find a place to go somewhere, and that's why, you know, we've got these, you know, inflated asset classes. If interest rates were anywhere near, you know, sort of historically normal levels, we most certainly wouldn't be seeing, you know, this type of frothiness in the markets by any stretch.
Now, are you out there buying up all the properties in the neighborhood again?
There's no properties to buy in my neighborhood. There's nothing for sale.
Well, U.S. mortgage applications have risen as mortgage rates edge down.
I think that, maybe some areas have opened up to some degree, too. Hopefully we can get to some of these supply chain issues so some more of these homes can actually be built. I think that's a part of it, also. You've got places that were started that can't be finished. You know, people can't find certain parts. I mean, the simple things like appliances, you would think are hard to come by. So, it's definitely changed the dynamic of the real estate market.
Now, as of yesterday, only 11% of the $45 billion of federal rental assistance had been given out. I wonder what's going on there that all these people we hear about are having trouble, but yet they're not applying for the money. I wonder why.
Well, why apply if it doesn't make any difference anyway? I mean, you got to go through dealing with the government and, you know, jumping through all sorts of hoops and filling out all sorts of paperwork if they can't evict you anyway. You should have to be able to apply for this. Is that, you know, they should allow landlords to go out and get money from the government saying, you know, you won't let me evict this tenant who's not paying, allow them to at least get some sort of remuneration from what they're dealing with.
Is there some sort of satisfaction they can get? Is there isn't there some federal help for them?
No, there's not. It's they do it everything with the government. They do it ass backwards. Wow. Rather than going right to the source and helping out the landlords who are not getting paid and can't evict those tenants, they're going to the people that are not paying. Doesn't make any sense.
Now, Delta Airlines has hit their unvaccinated staff with a $200 a month health insurance surcharge.
It's interesting, to say the least. The funny thing is, it's not based upon actuarial tables by any stretch of the imagination. It really isn't. This is just based upon, hey, you know, we're going to punish you for not having the vaccine. And, you know, the reality is we don't even know right now, but the government is not even putting out the information. I mean, they talk about these breakthrough cases, people that are getting COVID after being fully vaccinated. And we know this, it's a significant number, but I think the number is much, much greater than what everybody's letting on to, simply because I think people, you know, they catch a cold, something like that. They're like, I don't want to get it, you know, tested. I don't want to have to quarantine. I think there's a lot more people that are getting it as well. Granted, we're you know, finding that these breakthrough cases, people are for the most part, aren't getting as ill. But again, it's a factor out there, and we're not getting any sort of information, any sort of accurate information from the people in charge.
Now, we heard last week and the week before when they started talking about boosters that they were going to give them 8 months out from when you got your shot originally. Now, now as of yesterday, the U.S. FDA came out and said, or not FDA, CDC came out and said, 6 months is when they'll let you have the COVID-19 booster.
Are we supposed to get this every 6 months? I mean, is this going to go on from now until eternity?
I don't know.
I mean, again, it's, you know, you better not get that vaccination card laminated, because you're going to have people write on it again, I guess. I don't know. It's just I can't make any sort of rhyme or reason out of this stuff. And plus, there's really not a lot of good information coming out.
No, there's not. And the Treasury Secretary or Treasury has yielded a rise with the Fed's Powell speech in what was it, last month when he gave a speech recently?
Yes. What about it?
Well, the Treasury yields have been rising.
A little bit. I mean, not to that, you know, big of a deal where it's anywhere near sort of any sort of normalcy. It goes in a bit of a range, quite frankly. So, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Now, a company called Western Digital is in talks to combine with Japan's Kioxia.
I'm not familiar with this merger deal. I'd have to look a little bit further into it, but I do know that the Federal Trade Commission is taking a much harder look now at a lot of merger deals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And also, the FAA has opened the Boeing safety review amidst reports of pressure being applied.
Was this Boeing putting pressure on regulators? Probably. I'm not sure what this is.
Probably the aircraft that they had to ground.
Interesting. They've gotten into a lot of trouble with that over the past several years.
All righty. Well, here comes the music, so I'm going to let you go. But you have yourself a great day there. And don't do what the Mexican challenger did to the president. He ran off with $500,000. All right. I'll see you later. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski. No, the guy that ran against the Mexican president that just got elected a little while ago took off with $500,000.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.